want to speak to you just for a little while this morning on, is your experience progressing or regressing? Is your experience progressing or regressing? I don't know about you, but it seems across our land today that our values, our good values, and our high morals as Church of God are slowly being broken down. Things that I believe, and you know this too, that at one time they were held in high position, but now they're being dragged to the bottom, so to speak. When ones try to push high morals and try to show positive influence in our government, they're ridiculed. Have you noticed that? When people try to do the right thing in government, they're being ridiculed and say, well, what do you think you're talking about? And other people are scorning these people. They're scorning their position. And I've said it once and I'll say it again, majority of people today don't want to hear good news. I've always said that bad news sells. Nobody wants to hear good news. Their minds, so to speak, thrive on other people's misfortunes. And it's easily seen by others why saints of God today are battling spirits of discouragement, battling spirits of disappointment, and also spirits of anguish. Amen. All right, now, however, I want you to know this morning that God is in control. All right. Amen. I know we all can be hit by these from all angles, but keep in mind that God is in control. A God who knows the beginning to the end. You can't get any beginning at the end. Beginning, you can't get any further in the beginning than what God was in the beginning. And he knows all about us. And he does care for each and every one. Saint and sinner alike, he cares about you today. I'm glad this morning I serve a God that we can place our faith and confidence in. Amen. Ephesians 6 and 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Saints, this is a day today in which we, the true church of God, must be strong in the Lord. It's not a time to mess around. It's not a time to play around. It's time to get settled in the principles of the true church of God. It's not a time to go back and forth. It's not a time to wrestle with the standard. It's not a time to question if this group is right or if that group is wrong. We need to put our faith and confidence in the Spirit of God to direct our pathway. Amen. Too many today are leaning upon the flesh to make their decisions. And too many are failing to heed godly counsel. Saints of God, we best not go on our own thoughts and feelings. We need to trust God in all areas. I say this morning, God's power is an awesome spectacle. The moving of God's power is reflected all through the Word of God. And God's power has always been there and will always be there. How many of you have ever heard of Harry Houdini? Let me see your hands. Houdini, the great escaped artist. There was nothing that could hold him, so to speak. He was a great escape artist, and he earned his fame by escaping handcuffs, prison cells, and all other types of contraptions to confine him. He boasted that no jail cell could hold him. He had never failed. He always escaped. Well, almost. Someone said that on one occasion, Houdini entered a cell, as he usually did, wearing his street clothes. The authorities shut the jail cell behind him and left him. Alone, he did what he always did. He pulled a thin but strong piece of metal from his belt, and he began working the lock. But this time, the cell wouldn't open. The lock would not yield. After 2 hours, he gave up. The lock would not open. The great Houdini had finally failed. What happened? What do you think happened? The guards had forgotten to lock the cell. All he needed to do was push the cell door open. Now, does this sound familiar? A lot of people try to find the power of God in their lives, seeking method after method. And rather asking or seeking God's face and his guidance, they quit in frustration. It's not a time to quit, saints. Even though the devil would want you to quit, now is not the time to quit. We've gained too much. We know too much. It's not a time to give up or give in to what the devil is trying to tell us. It's time to move forward with God. We must press on. The devil doesn't want us to press on. He wants to look at our mistakes. He wants to look at our problems. And he wants us just to say, well, there's nothing else I can do. We need to press on. Amen. I've always said, and I've heard this saying before, if plan A or plan B doesn't work, you've got 24 more letters in the alphabet. Strive to do something else. Look at other avenues. Pray to God that he'll give you the answer to your prayers. Your God is faithful. My God is faithful. He'll give us exactly what we stand in need of. The problem with a lot of people getting the help they so desire is because they hold things back from God. You're not going to succeed when you hold things back. When people come to an altar of prayer, and you know what? This really amazes me, and I know it amazes our pastor. This up and down experience, I serve a God more powerful than that. They're up one day, they're down the next. They're up one day, they're down the next. God didn't come, or Jesus didn't come, to you having a yo-yo experience. Amen. Now, where's the problem lie? We know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Look in the mirror. You didn't come clean at the altar. You didn't pray through. You want your way. Well, let me tell you right now, if you want your way, you're not going to be successful with God. But too many people would rather live in their own disobedience. With that, the Spirit of God starts seeping out of their life. And I've never seen a time where we have once having the Spirit of God seep out of their lives. And child of God, this morning, we have to guard against that. Spiritual deficiency is such a gradual process. Not only will you go down, but did you know that you'll always influence others around you? Come on now. I read this the other day. You know, if you take a piece of rotten fruit and place it beside a perfectly good fruit, what do you think will happen? The mold from the rotten fruit spreads over to the good fruits, and both end up in bad condition. So what happens when you surround yourself with negative people? Do you like to be around negative people? Negativity breeds negativity. I like to be around positive people, don't you? I like to be uplifted, don't you? What happens when you stay in that state of negativity? Others will feed off how you feel, and they'll become negative. Amen. Child of God, this morning, the enemy is so deceptive in his reasoning with people. They will believe a lie before they'll believe the truth. Amen. Anything can convince you in thinking that things are going good as they always have. Be careful. The enemy is working very hard today, and he's working overtime. Proverbs 27:6, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The enemy would just love to bring down an established one in the congregation. Hello? Ones who are truly dedicated to the work of God. The enemy would love to make them as an example to you and me. They would say, well, the enemy could come back and say, well, if you can make them fall, why should I even think about becoming a child of God? Or why should I continue in the Christian race? Well, listen, friends, something has to work on an individual before they begin to fall. Would you agree? They just don't fall overnight. Their spirit has to change first. The spirit that has them possessed changes. They don't see things like they once did. Amen. Their ideas about the Word of God aren't like they used to be. They have their thoughts about the standard that didn't used to be there. They have problems with God's man. They begin to have problems with the established ones in the congregation. And they also become very critical, and they become very curt in their conversations. Saints of God, I'm here to heed the warning to you. Steer away from the world as much as possible. The world has such a grip on people today and their minds. It's scary. And you know what the scariest thing is? The people that are being influenced once Church of God. Who said, I'll never leave the truth. You know that is a statement that a lot of people fail to back up. Why? They become influenced. We can easily become influenced. Yes, we can. We can back away from the truth. We can start saying, well, I just don't see it that way anymore. You be careful on who and what you hear from. Surround yourself with people who are in the Word and in the faith, in the true Church of God. It's not a time to go over here and say, well, what do you think about this? Or what do you think about that? Why don't you ask God what He thinks about it? Man, but that spirit out here in the world is a terrible thing. It draws people. And not only does it draw people, but it wants to keep them there. That you realize that you don't have a problem. Well, people who say, well, I don't have a problem, that's usually people who do have a problem. When they don't see their true need. Thank God the Spirit of God will let you know what your true need is to this morning. Amen. There are spirits out there that want to convince you what you're trying to be missing out on. Thank God I'm not missing out on anything out here in the world. The world has gotten worse than it has 10, 15, 20 years ago. But I'm thankful that I'm in the true Church of God this morning. That the Lord can help me away from those spirits out here. And when you try to buddy up with the world, it can and it will affect you. You know what? There's just things, some things I don't want to get involved with. I just don't have any concern about that. Amen. Going here, going there, visiting foreign countries, being here and that. I'm not interested in that. I just love it right here in good old Newark, Ohio. Why? We've got church services. We've got revivals. We've got camp meetings. Amen. That's exciting to me. Is it exciting to you? By the looks on some of your faces, boy, what is he talking about? Church? Come on, that's what it's all about, folks. Church. Being the house of God with the people of God, with the Spirit of God, seeing people's lives being changed. That's exciting enough right there when you see a changed individual come to an altar of prayer as a sinner and leave as a saint of God. No Now, I'm not saying there's wrong in doing this or that, but it just doesn't do anything for me. I don't like to miss services. This is where we gain our strength. Amen. This is where we have strength gain. The world wants to zap us of that strength. And we should want to try to be in as many services as possible. That world out there will love to just chew you up and spit you out. Amen. Young people, listen to me. It's time to get rooted and established in the things of God at an early age. I know what I'm talking about. I've seen it. I've experienced. I've worked around it. There's people in our schools that have no idea what Sunday school is. They have no idea what a church service is. I've talked to teachers, and they said, I can really know which kids of my students go to church. And a lot of them will say, I know which ones go to God's Acres. Hello? They're not around that old worldly crowd. They don't tell those types of jokes. They don't do this or that. They know what's right. And parents, whatever you're doing, stay at it. God gave you those children to raise them up the right way. Raise them up in the eyes of what God wants them to be. They can be a witness in the schools. And heaven knows we need witnesses in the schools. Not only do we need the witnesses in the students, we need the witnesses in the teachers. When I first started teaching, I had to wear a shirt and tie and a sport coat. Now you go into some of the schools, you don't know where the students, the teachers, and the world begins. Come on now. I think, shouldn't a teacher dress for a type of authority? Come on now, I know we kind of dressed down over the years, wear casual shirts and so forth, but when you first started, you had to dress the part. A teacher. Where students looked up to a teacher. Amen. When I was in sales at Sears for 30-some years, we first started, we had to wear a shirt and tie. Why? We were a salesperson. Amen. You were selling yourself to the customer. The customer looked at you as a person in position. You didn't walk in with a sloppy look or sloppy t-shirt or whatever. You dressed the part as a salesperson. Amen. And I say, young people, be careful where you go. Be careful who you hang around with. Have you ever seen a time where so many young people have come up missing? Sad. Sad. Human trafficking is very real today. Come on now. Be aware of your surroundings. Just don't say, well, I know this neighborhood. I know what goes on. No, a lot of people don't know who their next door neighbor is. We've got to be careful, saints. Just because Mr. Smith next door or Mrs. Onion the other side of the house, you've known them, do you really, truly know your neighbors? Listen, if you don't have God in your life, you're just exposing your children to the things of the world. All types of devils can come right in. As parents, you need to watch and listen. Would you agree? Gone are the days that you can let your kids ride their bikes or play in the front yard unsupervised. Saw a little boy riding down the street on 21st Street the other day on his bike. I told my wife, where's the parents? Just riding his bike down the sidewalk. Someone could easily just stop by, pick that child up off that bike, hit Route 13, hit 70, and there they go. They're gone. Interstate 70 is a main thoroughfare for people to get in vans, cars, and take children. You wouldn't even know they're gone. We live in a wicked world. Amen. We live in such wickedness. And we as the people of God need to stand up to that wickedness. Crimes that once were not even thought about by older adults are now being carried out by young teens. Where do they get it? Video games. Hello? Now, I'm not saying anything's wrong with video games, but have you ever seen some of the video games that these kids get involved with? Now, there are ratings on those video games. Take heed, parents, on what ratings your child is playing. Why? Those ratings on those video games, those kids get involved with that, that just transforms over to what they think is real life. We got kids today that cannot separate fantasy with real life. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, who's our adversary? The devil. He comes out as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may, what? Devour. And that devil has devoured more good people than what you realize. Don't think that you're immune to the devil. You can't be influenced by the devil if your spirit is not up to par with God. And that lion today is roaring pretty loudly. But you see, people will hear that roar, and a lot of times that roar can also be coming from false religion. Hello? False religion looks good on the outside, but it's rotten to the core on the inside. False religion is damning more souls than all the beer joints and honky-tonks combined. Priest molesting young boys. Isn't that sick? Every time you open the paper or look on the news or internet, there's a priest somewhere molesting several boys. But no, they don't call out the priest. They just move the priest to another location so they can carry on their other things with other boys. Amen. If a priest is doing a deceitful act, as I said, they just move him to another place. Church of God, this morning, take heed. Steer clear of false religion. You've heard it preached time and time and time again. We need to steer clear from it. We need to steer clear from their social events. Steer clear from their singspirations. If God hates every false way, the true child of God hates every false way. Those singspirations are there for a reason, to grab you in hook, line, and sinker. And I say, as we as the people of God should hate what God hates. God despises division. He hates division. It prohibits people in getting the true help for their soul. It's time, and in some cases past time, that we need to sit up and take heed to the messages that we've been listening to. Thank God for our pastor who's been bringing some good messages. Take heed to the message. Take heed to what he's preaching about. I don't know about you, but I love being in the true church of God. Too many times people just aren't satisfied, but I'm satisfied. The reason for that, that people aren't satisfied, is because they aren't grounded in the truth of God's word. Psalms 119:89, please turn there with me. Psalms 119:89. Forever, O Lord, where's thy word settled? In heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thy ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceedingly broad. I'm thankful that I was never in false religion. I'm thankful for that. Amen. I'm thankful for my godly heritage. I'm thankful that my parents sought truth. And they went to long ways to get to truth. They would drive about 3 hours on Sunday morning to get to hear truth preached. Now, what about people who live 10, 15 minutes away that can't get to the house of God? Come on now. I say, where's your love? Where's your desire? Your desire is to be here. I love being in the services, don't you? Amen. Shake your head. I do too. You do too, right? Amen. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 10. And with all thy deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Remember, saints, God loves you. Above anything else, God loves you. And he will not forsake you. He'll be with you. And listen, when you call upon his name, he'll be there. When you feel like you have no other friend on this earth, God can be that friend that you need. He's always present, even when you are unaware of him. His presence is too profound to be measured by mere emotion. Yet the Lord wants you to serve or sense his presence. Do you sense his presence? But he is more concerned that you trust him. Amen. He is more concerned that you feel him. Faith, not feelings, pleases God. You know, there's going to be things or times in our lives that everything will fall completely apart. You ever been there? The washer breaks down. The refrigerator breaks down. The car's giving you fits. This bill collector, that. It seems like everything is falling apart. And in a moment, you just think, what happened? What happened? What is going on? Put your mind on rewind and think about Job. Job, he lost his family. He lost his business. He lost his health and everything he owned. And most discouraging was that for the longest time, God said nothing. Now, how would you like to be there? Come on now. Now, how can we still praise God when at times he's so far away? How can we still stay connected to the Lord? How can you look to Jesus when your eyes are so full of tears? Amen. You do what Job did. What did Job do? Job, the first chapter, 20 through 22. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. He worshiped. He didn't say, oh, look at me, poor me. Amen. He worshiped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed, wow, what a testimony. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Right when you think everything's gone, everything has disappeared, there's no hope. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gave you that job. If you've lost that job, He'll give you another job. More likely, a job, another job with even more pay, better benefits. But blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, in all of what happened to Job, he sinned not. Neither nor charged God foolishly. Job stayed right on the mark. Job stayed right where he knew his help came from the very beginning. Even things that fell apart on both sides, he still put his faith and confidence in God. Where are we, saints? Hello, where are we today? We want to give up just because somebody doesn't look at us right. We want to give up because somebody didn't shake our hand. Shame on us. Your life in Christ means a great deal. Don't think you're a nobody. I've never seen a time where people think they're a nobody. God created you. You can be something in His sight. You can be something with God. Did you know a bar of iron costs $5? Made into horseshoes, it's worth $12. Made into needles, it's worth $3,500. Made into a balance springs for watches, it's worth $300,000. Your value is determined by what you're able to make of yourself. So don't shortchange yourself. God created you. You can be something with God. When you think of your limitations in your life, you may be tempted to say to yourself, God can never use me. But God is never limited by our limitations. God enjoys using His vessels. 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We're nothing without God. Amen. When you start thinking that you're something, you're nothing without God. And like common pottery, we do have weaknesses. We're fragile. We're very fragile. But God will use us if we allow Him to work with us. However, we must admit that we do have weaknesses. We do have weaknesses. But thank God we can turn them over to Him and He can strengthen us through those weaknesses. Amen. That's the most important thing. As we prepare to close the message, ask the Lord to point out the needs in your life. Lord, I just can't do this. I can't do it. All right, really? Have you asked God what He can do for you? Have you asked God to help you through your weaknesses? Or are you just going to go on and say, well, I can't do anything? Won't you ask God first to see what you can do? And you know what? You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised what the Lord could show you and what the Lord could help you with. I leave the message with you. I know it's probably kind of put together here and there, but you know, we're living in a time where people are regressing on their walk with God. It's not a time to regress. It's time to be in a progress mode. Amen. Time is running out. So where does that put you? We leave the message with you. If you have a need, won't you come? Let us stand, please.